singing number 51, the stanzas 1 and 2. 51. Amid the throne worshippers, Jehovah will I bless. Before my brethren gather there, his name will I confess. Come praise him, ye that fear the Lord, ye children of his grace. With reverence sound his glories forth, and bow before his face. Number 51, the stanzas 1 and 2. We will read to you first the 12 articles. I believe in God the Father, almighty maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, I believe in holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, the first part, Luke 13. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, name. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought through thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dunk it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bound together, and could not in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him, and said, Thou hypocrite! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this tent on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you, from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord of heaven and of earth, it is in thy long suffering and in thy tender mercy towards us, that in this evening hour of this Sabbath day, thy hand brought us together again in this house of worship, around about a candlestick of thy eternal word and testimony. The Lord, come in our midst, and in our heart with that ever-blessed Spirit. And that it may please thee in this evening to open the Scriptures, to enlighten us by thy Spirit, and that our hearts were made receptive for the word that shall come unto us, that it be in power of thee unto salvation, but also a lamp for our feet and a light upon our path, that sinners be comforted, En brood doet de alles op zelf. En doet de alles op de sinds. Wat also doet de alles op Christ. Waarin de alles op hem is eternal life. And that also thy people may be established in the most holy faith. And that they also receive in this evening instructions and lessons sweeter than honey and than honeycomb. That they receive courage out of thy holy word. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. Thou speakest and it is or commandest and it stands firm. Glorify thy power in our heart and in our soul, and that also in listening and in preaching, that the heart of the day not shall hinder us, but that we for a little while are together in this house of the Lord, in thy fear to thy honor, but also to the comfort of our soul. Supply the needs and wants of all those that are gathered with us, and those that cannot gather with us, and also those that have no desire to gather in the house. We commend them all at thy throne. We are all travelers to the great and ever-ending eternity. Look upon all them that are in the different hospitals and institutions. Supply the needs in the families from day to day and from moment to moment. Also for our children and grandchildren, where we are living in terrible times, that we need from moment to moment the protection of the Lord. Remember widows and orphans and widowers, all those who are in bereavement and in sorrow also amongst us. And outside of us, we commend them all at their throne with widows, orphans, and widowers, with the boys in the battlefield and in the service of the country. Thou knowest their needs and their wants, outwardly and inwardly. Protect them by day and by night. Strengthen all thy servants and all those who have to read thy word in this evening. Help also us again, and that our gathering for young and old, great and small, that it was not a burden unto us, but that it was to an eternal blessing, and to the consolation of our soul, and that with the pardoning and remission of all our sins, for Christ's sake only, amen. We sing now number 400, and we start with the first stanza, 300. The collection will be for the church and for our school. Number 400. Happy is the man that chooses Israel's God to be his aid. He is blessed whose hope of blessing on the Lord his God is stayed. Number 400, and we start with the third stanza. Beloved congregation, out of that psalm that we will sing this evening, 146, there is really something remarkable in. And that is, well, this, that we observe that all the promises are for people that really is in need of it. That psalm that speaks about executed judgment for the oppressed. That he gives food to the hungry. That he opens the eyes of the blind. That he loses the prisoners and also raised up them that are bowed down. Does this psalm that is really a psalm full of comfort for poor and for afflicted people, for all those that are in need of it? And Christ, when he was in this world, he had confirmed so clearly what is written in this psalm. This evening, we hope for a little while to speak about it. And my text is in Luke 13. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bound together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine iniquity. Luke 13, verse 11 to 13. We have in this text this evening the healing of a woman who was bound together for 18 years. First, she came to Christ. Second, she was called by Christ. Third, she was loosed by Christ. And in the fourth place, she was accepted by Christ. And finally, she was privileged to glorify God. That are the thoughts out of this history which we will consider for a few moments this evening. In the connection of my text this evening, you find there that they brought Christ for the second time on a Sabbath day in a conflict. The first conflict was in Luke 6, where the disciples on the Sabbath day were walking in a field where they had plucked some ears, and then you read there that they did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And then the Pharisees, they came against that. Why do you that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And now the second conflict that is in our text, because Christ, he performed a great miracle to a woman who was bound for 18 years, bound. I can say that with full freedom and liberty, bound by the devil. And then the chief of the synagogue, he came against it. Christ himself, he speak to that man as a hypocrite. And he was also nothing else than a hypocrite. But let us first give our intention to Christ and to this woman. As in custom, the Lord Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. What synagogue it was and in what place it was, we find no word mentioned about it. Thus, we don't know. It is ook not necessary that we know it. It is only that it is described in the Word of God to teach us and to comfort us. And then you read in the Bible about a woman that came to that synagogue. There is, of course, under the commentators of the Bible, different opinion whether that woman was there by the beginning or that she came later on when Christ already was teaching the people. But of course, that is not important for talking about it and consideration. We read here in that text, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Whether that woman now came with a request to Christ, or that she expected that Christ would do something to her, we find in the Word of God not one word about it. Well, that woman came to that synagogue where Christ was. And why that is mentioned here in our text, that is, well, especially for that cause and for that reason, congregation, that woman had a need in the heart for the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a soul that would learn something. It was a woman that had some spiritual need in her heart. And for us, congregation, this whole history that must instruct us the necessity be always to come to the house of the Lord, where the word of God is preached in according to the meaning of the Holy Spirit, even that it is warm or that it is cold. But we always must be there, because we never know what can happen. We know that in the way of God's ordinances, that the Lord will reveal himself as a surprising God. You have here no idea that that woman had thought about the bodily infirmity. That woman that was in an awful condition. The Lord said in his word that she had a spirit of infirmity. It was not a merely or a common deforming of the body. It was not a rheumatical contraction of muscles, as that happens sometime in the world. There is more people that is walking as with the nose up on the ground. You see him sometime well as on the street of his stores of other places. And then draw immediately your attention, and then you say, what an awful thing for that man or for that woman, for that woman. But here it was different. It was a spirit of infirmity. The Lord Jesus, he had said about that woman that she was bound by the devil for 18 years. As a clear proof that the devil can be allowed by the Lord to bring awful infirmities, diseases, and sicknesses over us. It is not said in the Bible that every sickness comes from the devil and is under the power of the devil. No. We cannot say that. But here in this respect, it is very clear that this woman was bound by the devil. You read in the word of God that the Lord in the Old Testament, that he gives Lot, that he gives Job, also for a while in the hand of the devil. That the devil could do with him what he want. Only that restriction was made. He could not take away his life, but further, he could take away all that that man had, and he could even touch him in his body, because he had an awful sickness, and that came also upon him by the devil. Now so it was here with the condition of that woman. She was also bound by the devil. And that not for 8 days or for 8 months, no. But that was, as the word of God tells us, that was for 18 years. Does that mean that woman that never had an opportunity to look up to heaven? She could never stand straight up, never, but always bound to the ground and bound by the devil in such a way
that it was really impossible to lift up herself. You read in Psalm 121, to the hills I lift my eyes. Outwardly, that woman could never do that. Well, inwardly. And that she was a converted woman, that is also clear enough, because the Lord, he called her as a daughter of Abraham. Thus, then you have no more to ask anything. Because if the Lord himself said that she was a daughter of Abraham, then it is well. Whether that woman had believed that for herself, we don't know. I think not so. I hope to explain that to you soon. Because the word of God that is so clear, if we receive an insight in it, and the Lord, he opened the scriptures, because then we see much more as that is written in the Bible. And that is also in the history of this woman. But now the first thing that we have to observe, that she came to Christ. And what kind of people shall come to Christ? All those that are drawn by the Father. John 8, verse 44. And John 6, verse 37. All that the Father has given unto me, that shall come to me, and I shall cast them not away in no wise. She came to Christ. And that is now the best trip that we can make in our life, boys and girls, children, young and old, great and small, to come to Christ. That is the greatest privilege, because he had the words of eternal life, and he is the eternal Son of God. He had all power in heaven and upon earth. He speaks and it is, and he commands and it stands firm. From what sickness and from what disease that we have in our life, he can deliver us. And especially, he is the one who can loose our bands. He is the one who can deliver our soul. He is the one that can forgive our sins, and he is the one that can restore us into communion and fellowship with God. This congregation, that woman, she came to Christ. And now another thing. We know that we cannot come out of ourselves. We have also no desire to come to him. But now the Lord, he can lay that need in our soul. And he said in his word to us, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver you, and you shall honor me. And in Psalm 81, then he said, open wide thy mouth, and I will satisfy him. That way to Christ, even that he is now in heaven, at the right hand of his Father, that way that is still open for the greatest of sinners. She was outwardly, you can realize, a woman despised in the world. The people that saw that woman, that looked upon her, and they thought, what a wretch. In what an awful condition is that woman. But there was not one amongst the people in the world and in the city of village that she was living that could help that woman. No. They let her all alone. And now that woman that came to Christ, she was driven to Christ. She was brought to Christ. And then in the second place, that woman that was called by Christ, whether that Christ had seen that woman in the beginning of his teaching, or that he saw that woman later on, we don't know. But there was a moment that Christ had seen that woman. And he had recognized that woman too. Even as she was so crooked, and as she could not lift up herself. Why was it that the Lord knew that woman? Oh, he knew all his people from all eternity. And I believe, congregation, I believe, that Christ was so glad when he saw that woman. Because his heart and soul, that is always filled with desire and with love to help and to deliver and to redeem by day and by night. You can call upon him all the time of your life, people, because it is a promise in that precious word that the gates of heaven are always open by day and by night. But the hour that you knocked on that door, he is always ready to help you and to talk to you and to comfort you. A wonderful thing. Christ, he called that woman. That is not my thought. That is not maybe right. But I have that thought in my heart and mind. That woman, that she was standing on the same place as the publican in Luke 18. Christ, he called that woman. Thus I think she had no freedom when she was even in that building, in that synagogue. She had no freedom to come to Christ. No. But Christ, he called that woman. And he must have for a while stop with his teaching and preaching there to help that woman. And as soon as that woman now was called by Christ, then she came. Because it is only the Lord Jesus Christ that can give us freedom and liberty to come unto him as we are, people. Because from ourselves, we have no freedom to come unto him. All God's people that had such a deep impression in their soul about their unworthiness, and that Christ had not come in the world for them, because that people, even that they need him, but it is a virtue, an evidence of that spiritual life, that the people that stay in the back, the Pharisee comes in the front of the temple, but the publican, he is standing in the back of the temple. And now, for my imagination, I see that woman there in the back of the church. Better that she could sit in that condition where she was, in a bench on a chair, I don't know. Maybe she was somewhere hanging a little on the wall there. But now Christ, he called her. And then that woman that came. Because if Christ called us, then he opened the way for us. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. And then the Lord, he gave that people freedom and liberty to come unto him. You can realize, people, what a blessed woman it was. And in what a happy condition. Oh, that no was one in the world that no had to do something with her. Because, as I say before, you can realize that she had no many opportunities to talk with people and to be busy with people. And to do something in the world, because he was from all sides deformed and then for 80 years, and then by the devil. And under that burden, congregation, under that awful burden was that woman now for 80 years already. Oh, I hope and I believe there is not else some amongst us too. I hope many. I would say we also were as that woman. Then we were blessed by the Lord, because then there come a time that the Lord shall deliver us from all the bands of the devil, and that he shall place us in the liberty of the gospel. That woman, she was called by the Lord, and she was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. In no wise. I was reading in some commentators, they thought that she could not little. Yeah, you can realize it. But the Bible said in no wise. This I taught people, how is it possible that you cannot think that that woman could do something? Because the word of God said, and could in no wise lift up herself. She had not tried to do that, but I think she had not given it up in that time. If you are 80 years so in such a condition, then you can well realize that it is well done. But now, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. Thus, the Lord, he calls not only that woman, but the Lord, he loosed that woman from the infirmity. He talked to that woman. And what a wonder and what a privilege, people, that the Lord Jesus, that he will talk to us. I think there's people amongst me in this evening that sometime in their life that they would give everything what they had. If the Lord just would talk to them once and that he would say something to them, because if the whole world talk to you, that shall not help us. And even that God's people say something to us, they can also not deliver us. But if the Lord is doing it by his almighty power, then it is a different thing. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And in Christ he said it as if it was done already, because he said, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And then later on you read, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. It was in the first place a privilege that the Lord called that woman. That he called that woman to come unto him. In the second place, that she had freedom to make that trip. To walk through that synagogue. Maybe it was hard for her to do that, but you read in the word of God by the prophet Isaiah in the 40th chapter, the last part, he gave power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I think that woman that have also something about it. Yeah. And all the people, they make the way straight for that woman, because she was called there by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, be loosed of your infirmity. Thus, be delivered from that sickness, that disease. You are free now from the devil, because that was now the main thing. She was vexed by that devil all for 80 years, that she could not lift up herself. What an awful condition. But now loose from that devil, by the King of Kings and by the Lord of Lords. But now after that she was loosed from the infirmity, there happened something else. And he laid his hands on her. Thus, that woman that was very close by Christ. And what was now the meaning that Christ lays his hand upon that woman? Did you else think about it? What the meaning was that Christ lay his hands upon that woman. You read in the Bible many times, also in the life of Christ, that he lay his hands upon those children that the mothers brought to him. You read in the Word of God that he stretched out his hands when he was leaving from the Mount of Olives his disciples. The disciples itself, they laid their hands upon many people. But now here in this text, it is also that Christ lay his hands upon that womb. And what was now the meaning? I hope you never forget it. You know it? That means that Christ accepted that woman as his child for time and for eternity. That was now the meaning. A clear proof, congregation, you can well have many privileges in your life, well delivered from the devil, but you have to be accepted by the Lord. The Lord, he had to accept us personally for our own heart and soul. And the time and the moment that Christ lay his hands upon that woman, what then? Then that woman that had realized that Christ took now that woman as his child for time and for eternity. She had felt that in her heart and in her soul. There was such an almighty power in the blessed hands of the Lord Jesus Christ laying upon that woman. The devil was now done with that woman. And congregation, what would it be a blessing for his children, also in this evening, in our midst, who are vexed by the devil? There is some amongst us, time and again in trouble, time and again bothered with the devil, time and again bothered in, even in such a manner that they cannot lift up their head and rise unto the Lord. And that it seems that they shall never see him. The promise in Isaiah 33, that is, that they shall see the King in his beauty, and that they see that King in his majesty. But oh, that poor people, that poor soul bound, so many years that they say, oh Lord, I am now 50, 60, 70, more years old already. And I come lower and lower and more crooked and more to the ground. Oh, I don't know. And then that devil, he is every time saying, it is not for you. It shall never happen with you. There is no future for you. Yeah, you shall have never any evidences of the love of God in your heart. But soon you have to lay that in the power of the devil forever and in his claws and then separated from the Lord forever. But oh, here in our text, that woman that was previously loosed by the Lord, but he take that woman also under his care and under his protection for time and for eternity. What do you know? What you do desire more than that, people? What do you desire more than that? And now that woman, after that Christ had laid his hands upon her, then immediately she was made straight. Oh, there she was standing there. It had not taken place for 18 years in her life that she could be straightened there, standing there on the floor and on the ground, and that she could walk. It was always with so much pain and with so much suffering, but now she was standing and she could look, as you read that in Psalm 19. She could look to the heavens, as he could save it, freedom and liberty. What you read in that psalm, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. You can't ever realize what that was for that woman. Oh, I think she was nothing as tears. Nothing as tears. And then, there above the sky, there was God dwelling, the Most High, the Lord who had sent his servant, the Lord Jesus Christ, because you read later on that that woman, she glorified God. The text said not that she glorified Jesus, no. But she glorified God, said the text. Thus, she had seen Christ there, where she was standing there now straight up. She saw Christ as the servant of the Father. As he was privileged to glorify God, to give that Christ now all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. What a great privilege was given to her. But now you must say, everybody must well be astonished. And everybody must well be glad. They must well say all together, let us now praise and honor the Lord for that wonder that what had taken place. Let us now be glad with that woman. Let us jump round about that woman. And let me say, come, magnify the Lord now, all of us, for that wonder that the Lord has wrought. But the chief of the synagogue, he answered with indignation. He was not so glad with it. No. There came an enmity in his heart. Can you realize why that enmity came in his heart? Is there one here that can answer that question for me this evening? It is clear enough. In the first place, that chief of the synagogue, the ruler of the synagogue, he would not acknowledge Christ as the Son of God and as that great physician. He would deny him. He had no respect for him and no love for him. And then, that ruler of the synagogue, the poor man, he was never for himself in a condition as that woman. Because if he was also bound by the devil, he was well bound by the devil, but he had never trouble with it. There's so many people that have no trouble at all in their life. Let us eat and drink and be merry because tomorrow we die. There's people that have no, there's no bothering with anything. No. That never is in captivity and that never is inbound for himself. David, he said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. That's God's people. But that rule of the synagogue, no. He had nothing about that. Nothing. And then why was that man so evil against the Christ? Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And then he said to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Moses had forbidden in the law to do any work on the Sabbath day. Well, the work of charity, but of course, that many could not see that as a work of charity. No. And the main thing that was to minimize Christ and to minimize the miracle that Christ had wrought in regard to that woman. But then the Lord answered him and said, and he had not expected, he said, thou hypocrite. Thou hypocrite. Yes, congregation, that is something to hear that. Thou hypocrite. Christ, he said that straight in his face. How he thought about him and how that Christ know that man. We must always now be careful. Sometimes we think, well, you are a hypocrite. That happens. But then it comes not over our lips, because finally there is only one that knows our heart and the secrets within. But Christ, he knows everything. Christ knows everything. Does he know perfectly that man was nothing else as an hypocrite? And he said, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead them away to watering? You are losing also your cattle as every Sunday. You never thinking that is sin? No. And it would be sin if you give not those that cattle water to drink and food. Because they are animals and they need it. But then he said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 80 years be loosed from this bent on the Sabbath day. That woman had to say nothing. That's ook something. Oh, it is what a blessing, people, that we have not to defend ourselves in the case of delivering a redemption. No. Christ, he take care for everything. And if it takes place, I hope people, with many amongst us, I hope so, the hand of the Lord is not shortened, that he cannot help. Just wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. And if he today or tomorrow, if he will loose your bands and deliver you from the devil, then you have not to take to defend yourself for anybody in the world. No. Even when that religious people come and say, oh, it must so, and it have to be done, we go in such a way, because they know it better than the Lord knows. But you have not to answer all those questions. And all that people, that woman, she could stand there, look to Christ who had delivered her, and what he was saying to that ruler of the synagogue. And then when he has said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Thus, those that follow that ruler of the synagogue, they have to say nothing. Their mouth was shut. And that was also by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the people, all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. You realize here well, by him, not that woman that was in the middle here, no, but the Lord Jesus Christ who had done that miracle to that woman. For all the glorious things that were done by that Christ, by the Son of God. And now, congregation, I shall not keep you longer this evening. I am glad that you were faithful to come this evening to the house of worship. Because it happens so many things here inside that they say, oh, it's so warm, and you shall be sweating so much, and maybe you have no headache this evening in the church. Hey? Oh, yeah, because what is now coming up here inside? Sit me in a chair in your yard this evening. But oh, that woman that came to the synagogue, and it is a blessing if the Lord brings us there. And that is no surprise to come there too. I hope for many of us in this evening that the word of God be in power unto salvation for young and old, for great and small. The Lord is almighty, people. And even that we were bound 28 years or 40 years and more by the devil, Christ, as the surety and mediator of the church, he bruised the head of Satan on the cross of Calvary. And unto him is given all power in heaven and upon earth. Oh, there is nothing too wonderful for him. Tell him all your needs, all your struggles, all your troubles, all your difficulties. You can tell him everything that lays in your heart. And I hope that the Lord also called many amongst us to come unto him. And then we shall realize that when we come unto him, that we shall not be ashamed, but that it shall be a surprise what he will do unto us to redeem us and to deliver us. Oh, seeking people amongst us, give it not up, but look unto him. Pour out your heart before him. He is a refuge and a strength for all his dear children, and for all that wait upon him, and for all those that expect it of him. And my uncomforted fellow travelers, oh, I hope that under the ministration of the gospel under which you are lived, that you not deny it, that you not walk from it, because it shall bear an eternal bitterness. An eternal bitterness, young and old, great and small. But that it may please the Lord to persuade our heart that on our side it is all impossible, but that all things are possible with him, for our children, for our grandchildren, and that the name of that blessed Christ, one of his names is also Counsel. And if we see nothing else than darkness, nothing else than condemnation, but that Christ that can deliver us. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, not to receive liberty in our heart, but also liberty to give a clear testimony. about what the Lord has done to our soul, and to glorify his name and his power. May the Lord bless these few words to our heart, to his honor and our salvation, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Lord, bless the words since spoken in this Sabbath day, and also in this evening hour of this day, that it be in power of thee unto salvation, a lamp for our feet, and a light upon our paths. Remember the whole congregation with offers bearers. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Remember, Lord, all the families. Remember the parents with the children also in the week that lays before us, that it may please thee to protect us and to spare us, and also our children from moment to moment that happens so much in the troublesome days in which we are living, that children are robbed from their parents, and even boys and girls, oh Lord, we are living in such awful and sad times. But that thy hands were stretched out over us, Lord Jesus Christ, for time and for eternity, and that it may please thee to remember us, preparing us to meet thee in righteousness and in peace, with the pardoning of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 112. Before thy people I confess the wonders of thy righteousness. 112.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.